Good morning. The lesson this morning is from Acts, 2nd Acts, and it's on two different pages in your pew Bible. It starts at 14a, and then you have to turn the page to go to 36 through 41. That's on page 111 in the pew Bible, and in the large print Bible, it's on page 144. Hear the word of the Lord. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say." Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, now if you'll turn to the responsive reading in your hymnal on page 837, and that's two pages also. Psalm 116. I love the Lord who has heard my voice and my supplications and has inclined his ear to me whenever I called. The snares of death encompass me, the pangs of Sheol laid upon me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, the Lord saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I kept my faith even when I said, "I am greatly afflicted." I said in my consternation, "All humans are of vain hope." When shall I return to the Lord for all my benefits? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
You're used to seeing Deacon Daniel Claywitter here at this time. He is home with a cold. He didn't make it to United Methodist Men, so you'll give me the honor of allowing me to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. It's in your pew Bible in the New Testament on page 218, and it's in the large print edition on page 282. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring Word of God. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's turn now to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. We turn away from Matthew and go to Luke. And as I mentioned, this is the same day. This is Easter Sunday. This is Resurrection Sunday, the same time. You can find it on page 84 of your Pew Bible and page 109 in the large print edition in the New Testament. Now, on that same day, Resurrection Day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it's now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, after hearing these amazing scripture passages, I have a prayer for all of us. Let us pray. God of darkness and light, let your Spirit move in our lives, that the same may be said of us. Then their eyes were opened to the reality of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As you may well know, there are many references throughout the Bible to darkness and light, blindness and sight. The Gospel of John especially is filled with these references. God speaks to us of metaphorical, spiritual, and physical darkness and light, blindness and sight. I have never experienced physical blindness, but I know that I am often spiritually blind. As I have said on many occasions, my goal today is to offer you more questions than answers, to be for you thought-provoking and actually prayer-provoking. Let us together look at three different instances of opened eyes from the Holy Bible. First, I want you to think about that first story from Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Scripture says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." God had given our original ancestors everything they needed for a wonderful life without want. God had also given human beings that amazing gift of free will, and they exercised it almost immediately, deciding that they knew better than God what was good for them. They sought human wisdom. The result was that when their eyes were opened, they discovered that they were naked. Adam and Eve believed that they could hide from God. Have you ever decided for yourself what was in your best interest? Perhaps then you made a big mistake and then tried to hide it from God. I have. Second, another instance of sight regained. Saul, whom God would turn into Paul, was struck blind on the road to Damascus when he had a vision of Jesus who asked, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Do you know this story from Acts? For 3 days, Saul was completely blind. But God decided to use Ananias as God's messenger. And so Scripture says, "So Ananias went and entered the house where Saul was. He laid his hands on Saul and said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, 'He is the Son of God.'" Well, this eye-opening experience was the dramatic turning point when Saul became Paul, one of the most famous and effective evangelists of Jesus Christ of all time. Have you ever come face to face with the multitudes of your sins, recognizing fully that you had been blind to your sinful human nature like Saul did? I have. Third and finally, I want you to think about the story that we have come to know as the walk to Emmaus, the story from Luke that we just heard. Throughout much of the 7-mile walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus, Cleopas and his buddy were walking and talking with Jesus himself in person, resurrected. But they knew him only as a stranger who apparently had a terrific theological education. They decided to have dinner together. When he was at table with them, he took bread, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. Have you ever looked into the face of someone, a stranger perhaps, or a loved one, and didn't recognize the Christ staring back at you? Have you ever had your blindness removed long enough to really encounter Jesus in the taking, blessing, breaking, and sharing of the bread at our communion service? May it be so today for each of us. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. God of darkness and light, let your Spirit move in our lives. Take away our blindness, that the same may be said of us. Then their eyes were opened to the reality and the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and friend. Amen.